With me in the studio is Judy Knuckles, who's one of the founders of the Cincinnati Research and Paranormal Studies Group and also works with the Guided Ghost Tours of Music Hall. Thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to do this.
Judy, tell us about your work with the group Cincinnati Research and Paranormal Studies, which has been around since 2005.
That's correct. We're a group of 10 friends who we were all out to dinner one night and discovered we all have an interest in all things paranormal. We decided to go on an overnight investigation in Mansfield, Ohio, at the Mansfield Reformatory. It had so many interesting happenings that we have continued to do this for 9 years now. And we have traveled to over 20 states to investigate claims of paranormal activity at public and private locations. Every place from Waverly Hill Sanatorium in Louisville to Moundsville State Penitentiary in West Virginia. This summer, we're headed to Buffalo, New York to investigate Buffalo Central Terminal and Rolling Hills Asylum.
And you do local investigations as well?
Yes, we do. We get calls and emails from local residents who think they have activity in their house. We will talk to them, do kind of like an interview, and if we deem it necessary, we'll go out there and investigate their property and see if we can validate their experiences. We can't get rid of ghosts. We can't make them leave you alone, but we can at least validate the experiences you may be having.
And you do that through the equipment that you use?
Yes, we do. We have all kinds of equipment, EMF detectors. EMF stands for electromagnetic fields, which one of the theories in paranormal investigation is that the ghost can manipulate the electromagnetic field of an area. We have audio recorders, so we do what we call EVP sessions, which are electronic voice phenomena. You won't hear the voice when you're there, but when you go home and listen to your audio recordings, you'll hear people answering your questions and making comments.
And what kind of phenomena have you witnessed?
We were at a place called Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. It was a lunatic asylum in the 1800s. And one of the things I was unaware of until we visited there was that if you were a woman with children and had no place for your children to go, your children were actually committed with you. They had a whole children's wing in the insane asylum or the lunatic asylum for kids. Now, one of the phenomena they had talked about was there was a little girl named Elizabeth who likes to visit with people who are on the investigation. And I was standing at the end of the hallway surrounded by people in my group, and I felt hands go around my arm. Very distinctly, could feel 10 fingers. Turned to look at the member of the group who was next to me because I thought he had a hold of my arm, and I thought, why is he doing this? When I realized he didn't have a hold of my arm, turned the other way and said, something has a hold of my arm right now. And someone behind us was running what's called a K2 meter, which measures electromagnetic fields. And she actually went up and down my arm and discovered, yeah, it went off the charts. So there was some disturbance in the field.
And I'm also wondering about the research that you do when you go to investigate. So you go into property records, mm-hmm. deeds, that kind of thing?
Yeah, especially on private residences or businesses, we will look at the history of the property. Ghosts or spirits can be attached to a location, to a person, or to an object in the house. So we will even ask, you know, is there anything that you've purchased recently? Anything different since the activity began? Has it always been here? You know, do you know anything about the history of the property? Things like that to determine where the activity could be coming from.
And how many people from your group go into a home to investigate?
That would depend on the size of the home. If it's a small house, because we don't want to contaminate any evidence, there might only be two or three of us. If it's a bigger residence, you know, with more levels, you know, there could be four or five of us there.
Do you find a certain time is better than another?
It is easier to collect evidence at night because it tends to be quieter and there's not as much ambient noise coming from outside the buildings. But we also find that there are locations that it doesn't matter what time of day it is. It can be any time of day. I'm not even sure if spirit knows what time of day it is or if they even care. So, you know, there are some locations that we've captured more evidence at night, and then there are others that it just hasn't mattered what time of day it is.
Well, let's go to the Guided Ghost Tours of Music Hall. How long have you been doing those?
Our first Guided Ghost Tour of Music Hall was in October. It actually was on Halloween, October 31st, 2010. So this year will be our fifth anniversary of doing these tours.
You have them going this summer.
We do have them going this summer. We have them in so far, Cincinnati Arts Association has scheduled them for July, August, and September. We have to work around the schedule of the resident companies at Music Hall, of course. And we're kind of the paranormal docents of Music Hall. So when Music Hall says these are the dates available, we see if we can work it out where we can do tours on those dates.
And you have two sessions per evening?
Yes, we do an early tour, 7 o'clock in the evening, and we do one at 9:30. And they're two-hour walking tours of the hall. So you get to go in areas of Music Hall that most of the public don't really have an opportunity to go in.
Like what?
We go in the backstage area. You get to stand on stage, and you don't even have to practice. And you're in the ballroom. We've had people on the tours tell us they didn't even realize Corbett Tower was in Music Hall because they'd never been up on the third floors.
And how many people are in each tour?
40 people in each tour group. They only sell 40 tickets. So a total of 80 people a night go through the hall. I'm not sure after September what the schedule looks like because, as I said, Cincinnati Arts Association actually schedules them, and we determine from there how we can best do the tours.
I imagine the interest really picks up around Halloween.
It surely does. We did special Halloween tours last year that were an hour apiece that was sold out. As a matter of fact, we've pretty much sold out every tour since we started doing this in 2010.
There's a lot of interest in the paranormal.
And it has grown. Music Hall was featured on a show on the Sci-Fi Channel called Ghost Hunters. And they were here in January of 2014. And it was the Halloween episode in October of 2014. So that was very exciting for all of us.
What kind of things have shown up at Music Hall on one of the tours?
One of the most well-known areas of the building is the freight elevator, the reportedly haunted freight elevator. And one of the things that it does randomly is move. You have to have a key in it to operate it. And only employees of Music Hall carry the keys. And we've actually had 40 people in the freight elevator with no key in it to call it to a new floor. And it's actually moved randomly from floor to floor on us. That kind of freaks everybody out.
Do you accept volunteers for the Cincinnati Research and Paranormal Studies Group?
We have not yet. In the 9 years we've been doing this, we've had so many people want to join the group. We do keep it rather small because we're a group of friends first. We haven't determined how to become a member, so we really don't accept new members currently. But one of the things we always say, if you have a place we need to investigate and you can get us in there, we'll gladly take you along with us. So.
Oh, well, there we go. Who does the tours of Music Hall?
The tours are done by myself. I'm actually one of the people who speak. I'm one of the tour guides. And then we have a representative from Music Hall, normally Scott Santangelo or Bill Furby, one of the employees of Music Hall. And it's a very interesting tour because you get the historical background of the building and the area, and then you get the paranormal activity layered on top of it. So by the end of the tour, you understand why Music Hall is probably one of the most haunted buildings, not only in Cincinnati, in Ohio, maybe even in the nation.
The next tour is on July 24th. There are also tours on August 28th and September 25th.
That's correct. And last time I checked ticket sales, they had tickets available for both times on those evenings.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it.
I've been speaking with Judy Knuckles about the Music Hall Ghost Tours and the Cincinnati Research and Paranormal Studies Organization. And for more information, please go to our website, wdxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hale. If you decide someday to stop this little game that you are playing, just like a